Hello again, everybody, and welcome to another episode of FitNote. This is David Collins. We'll be playing some great video game music tracks, and including one you may have heard on the radio before. So, have a listen and hope you enjoy. Hey everybody, and welcome to another episode of BitNote. Later on in the show, I've got some music from a game that famously stars a cybernetically enhanced person who didn't quite ask for what he had, but before I get to that, I'm going to play a track from something that wasn't so much from video game, but was very much a promotional song. If you cast your mind back to the 90s, you may remember a group called Right Said Fred. They were the group that was famously too sexy for their shirt, and also were deeply dippy about various things as well. Well, it turns out that they were connected with another great 90s phenomenon, the first rise of Sonic the Hedgehog. And for the release of the video game Sonic the Hedgehog 3 for the Sega Mega Drive, Sega contacted with them to actually make a promotional song that was released on the charts with a full music video that was basically them singing about Sonic the Hedgehog. This is quite a fun song, and it's got a music video that works with it as well, that ostensibly takes place in Hydra City Zone, but of course is actually just a very generic factory, but does have like a lot of references to Sonic, and of course some nice little Sonic effects and everything. So, without further ado, I'm going to play the song that they made. It is called Wonder Man. It's based on a song that they'd written about a year earlier, but obviously the whole thing has changed and updated for the Sonic thing, and I think it's got a neat beat to it. So, have a listen, and hope you enjoy.
Hey guys, the hair, right? You're rejecting the shiny baldness of the materialistic 80s, right?
Right.
Okay, tonight we interview a really big star. Not you, him!
Flippin' hedgehog, okay?
So, that was quite the fun little track. If you actually want to look up the music video to that on YouTube, it's kind of worth it, because you get to see a lot of crazy and fun visuals to seeing a very 90s music group promote a very 90s video game series. And on top of that, it also makes references to Pirate TV, which was kind of like this whole Sega marketing campaign they had back then, which I kind of missed a large amount. But enough of that, let's move on to our next game series. We are moving on to Deus Ex Human Revolution. Now, Deus Ex Human Revolution was only released a few years ago, and already its sequel is in the work, but it's basically a prequel to the first game in the Deus Ex series. Now, the first Deus Ex was released around 2000. Now, I know specifically it was the year 2000, because for a start, I remember watching development screenshots showing about how the art style for the game was before the developers watched the Matrix movie, and how it was after they watched the Matrix movie. Put simply, when you play Deus Ex, the first game in the series, you're going to see a lot of trench coats and sunglasses. I also know that it wasn't so much after 2001, because a major plot point in Deus Ex is the fact that there's a terrorist attack in New York City, but actually created by the government and the secret service in the government to create this terror attack to justify setting up counter-terrorism forces that actually were more about trying to repress their own population rather than fighting terrorism. Yes. This whole plotline about the American government faking a terrorist attack as part of a conspiracy theory was actually something that they came up with in fiction and was released in a video game about a year before September the 11th actually happened. What's worse is that despite the fact that you're given a great big view of the New York City skyline, you cannot see the Twin Towers. Ostensibly, this was actually because of texture limitations. They couldn't literally physically put it in the game. But yeah, so there was just something that they created, and in a very shocking case of life imitating art or something, yeah, especially since the game was flooded with conspiracy theories. In fact, one of the whole mission of the first of the developers of the first game was saying that they wanted to create a world that was how people, conspiracy theorists, believed that the world actually was. Even actually playing the first bit, one of your earliest missions has you dealing with this terrorist guy who suddenly starts talking about how all of the wealth of the world is concentrated with a very small amount of people and all this sort of stuff. So it's surprising how relevant a lot of that stuff is even now. But that was the first Deus Ex game. We're jumping forward now to a game that took place before Deus Ex, which is Deus Ex Human Revolution. And before I go into a bit more detail, why don't I play its title theme tune, Icarus? Have a listen and hope you enjoy. We'll be right back. And what you just heard there was Icarus. It was composed by Michael McCann, who is a Canadian music composer who's made music for games, movies, and TV shows, such as for games like Splinter Cell. And it is from the video game Deus Ex Human Revolution by Eidos Montréal, the ones who decide to really take another stab at the Deus Ex series in quite a while. There was a lot of apprehension about whether they'd actually make a good Deus Ex game, but I think they pulled it through. The first Deus Ex game takes place far in the future, and Human Revolution, taking place before Deus Ex, happens not quite as far in the future, but still pretty damn far. And the whole storyline is that people are getting all caught up with cybernetic enhancements so that they can basically have, you know, metal prosthetics and, you know, enhance their optical vision and, you know, have robotic arms and everything, and this is all pretty cool. However, this is before the time of J.C. Denton in the later Deus Ex, so in other words, you can't just, like, you know, add to your cybernetics to your body. You basically have to replace parts of it. So, lucky to Jensen, the main protagonist of Deus Ex Human Revolution, who, after getting caught in a gigantic lab firefight, which he's trying to stop by being because he's the company's safety officer, ends up getting completely screwed over physically and wakes up to find that his employer has completely replaced most of his body with robotic enhancements, basically turning into the $6 million man, or whatever the actual financial equivalent of it is in their thing. And I do think it is actually quite a few things. So, he now has robotic arms, and he's got enhancements, and he's got a pair of retractable sunglasses that pop up and pop down in front of his eyes, which I think is cool. Yeah. The game also tries to tackle social topics as well. For instance, the whole conflict caused between people who have cybernetic enhancements and those who don't. I think it's kind of an interesting topic which they do sort of tackle, and I think my favourite parts are when people are talking about the streets, about the differences and stuff, and it does illustrate how, you know, people react to different people in different tiers of society. But honestly, there were times where I just didn't quite get what it was. I was like going up to the people and saying, look, okay, yeah, he's got robotic arms and able to smash his fist through your face in a second. But why exactly do you have a problem with that? I mean, okay, technically it puts him head in a more superior position to you, but do you want to tell him that to his face? I think not. So maybe it was just a bit about the fear thing. The other interesting thing about this is that apparently everyone who has cybernetic enhancements also basically needs a constant supply of this specific drug to prevent tissue rejection, or else they will die. Except Jensen, the guy you're playing as, because, you know, he's the lucky guy. He's the guy who's able to get all of the advantages without any of the deficits. And you're able to upgrade pretty much nearly all of his abilities if you play well through the course of the game. So it's pretty awesome. So what do you do with all this power? What do you do when you have this great power and now you need great responsibility? Well, I'll tell you more after this track. We'll be right back. And that was opening credits, also by Michael McCann, and of course from the game Deus Ex Human Revolution. So, has Adam Jensen in the game Deus Ex Human Revolution, you are got a whole lot of cybernetic enhancements. You can run really fast. You can, when you've got the right upgrades, you can jump from really high distance and just cause a huge amount of lightning around you, which somehow slows your fall. You can also really decide how you want to go through the game. For instance, do you want to go in all guns blazing, shooting, blasting, throwing explosives and everything? Or do you want to go the more... Go for the more silent takedown where you're all stealthy, where you sneak up on people, tap them on the shoulder and then punch them in the face, knocking them unconscious, which is pretty much less violent than the alternative, which involves protruding gigantic blades from your wrist and slicing and dicing them. As you go through the game, you go to a lot of different locations. It's very much the future and got this whole like cybernetic, you know, cyberpunk future thing. And you're going to all these locations, including like Eastern places and stuff, and trying to hunt down exactly what's going on, trying to entangle all the conspiracies. And mostly you're trying to find some girl, of course, who, you know, yeah, I wasn't that much interested in that. Apparently she's the scientist and maybe you had a thing going on, I don't really know. And she was basically kidnapped or at least... Well, okay, apparently she was presumed dead, but come on, we all know where these plot lines go, during the same lab accident slash shootout that led to you getting your current set of upgrades. And so he's trying to find it, and you're kind of going along for the ride, and you're doing all these little missions in the process. And you have to decide whether you want to take on all the enemies, like, full speed ahead, full-on firefight, or whether you want to sneak around them, take them out quietly, shoot a gigantic taser right into their backside and knock them unconscious before they can even blink. And considering one of the missions take place in a police station, you might want to sometimes consider the road that's a little softer. Now, of the many people who have played and enjoyed Deus Ex Human Revolution, many have been inspired by it, including one person who I've wanted to talk about for a while. His name is Gavin Dunn, but he's more well known under the name Miracle of Sound, and he makes music based off of, well, geek pop culture. Not just actually like taking tunes or remixing music that's like from games or movies or TV series, we're talking he literally creates his own fan music based on all these great things. And he's included stuff like from Guardians of the Galaxy and from Breaking Bad and Game of Thrones, based either on a character or an aspect. And of course, he's also done plenty and plenty of video games, such as like Bethesda Open Sandbox ones. And of course, Deus Ex The Human Revolution. He created a pretty catchy and interesting song for this game called The New Black Gold that tries to strum on a lot of the whole like political and social issues that the game brought up or he saw in it. And did I mention that Gavin Dunn is Irish? Yes, he pretty much makes all his songs from a single room studio in his home in Cork. That's fantastic. Gavin Dunn, keep enjoying making some great songs and good on you. All right, let's hear the song that he created that was inspired by Deus Ex Human Revolution. We'll be right back.
metal fingers grip my heart so cold. Slave to the new black gold, there's a heartbeat under my skin. Search my electric soul for the hidden man within. Slave to the new black gold, there's a heartbeat under my skin. Search my electric soul for the hidden man within. Broken body built anew. Spirit lingers on into. Broken body built anew. Spirit lingers on into.
So, a beautiful song there that really evokes some of the atmospherics and themes of Deus Ex Human Revolution, and also some of the main protagonist, Jensen, who reacts to the suddenly finding out that now part of his body is made of metal. In fact, when you go to his apartment, there's actually something that I always found pretty hilarious. You go into the bathroom and you suddenly see a shattered mirror in the shape of like a spider web and a little note from the landlord saying that he's getting sick of replacing all your mirrors. So even though you don't actually see him do it, you can kind of work out what's been going on when he looks at himself in the mirror in his bathroom. So, let's move from Miracle of Sounds Works back to the actual game soundtrack, and running low on time, I'll play one other track from the game. This is an ambient one called Singapore Ambient Part 2. That plays when you're in a certain city in the east, but I won't spoil it by saying which one. Michael McCann has clearly done a great range of ambient and very atmospheric music for this game. And even when you finally finish the game, and even at certain points within the game, you can hear the theme for the very original first Deus Ex game theme. And if you want to hear the original Deus Ex theme, simply listen to an earlier episode of BitNote. Remember, BitNote episodes are available on any decent podcasting service if you search for BitNote on it, or it can also be listened to at bitnotefm.com. And of course, while you're at it, why not follow us on Twitter or Facebook? Twitter at BitNoteFM, and Facebook, just search for BitNote. So, this has been David Collins with BitNote. I leave you with a Singapore Ambient Part 2 from the video game Deus Ex Human Revolution, developed by Eidos Montreal and composed by Michael McCann. Have a listen and hope you enjoy, and catch you next time.